Because she said he's the one that drill a tongue, honey, that's gone on. I just want to know what's wrong with me.
The suede, the rainbow jacket, ball sling, glow, Bronx's only Django. Snap, be a golfer, star, but that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal lock. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black, paint on the Chevy.
Yeah.
You just heard Because I'm Me by the Avalanches on today's show. This is Hot Tub Tapes. My name is Julia, and as always, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm super excited to be back in the studio today. If you were listening last week, I had a really special 21st birthday show, and I brought all my friends. So I don't really know how this week is going to top that. That was kind of the peak, but kind of excited to have, you know, some time alone back in the studio. No theme today, just some of my absolute favorite tracks that I've been obsessed with lately. And this album by the Avalanches, which came out in 2016, called Wildflower, is an album that I find myself listening to a lot in the summertime. It's just good vibes. And it's the follow-up to the 2000 release by the Avalanches, Since I Left You, which is kind of one of the most influential albums of the 21st century, I'd say, featuring over 3,000 samples. They totally reinvented what it was like to use samples in music and, you know, crossover between hip-hop and electronic and all that kind of stuff. So, love the Avalanches, and they just really haven't released anything since. They had an album come out in 2020, but they're very elusive, so we'll see what they get up to next. And next up, speaking of samples, let's see if you can spot where the next song is used by another artist, Cherry by the Chromatics.
Thank you.
I completely forgot about that little outro at the end of that song. It's kind of fun. That was You're Not Good Enough by Blood Orange, one of my favorite bands of all time. And I know this, I say that every week. I am a big fan of hyperbole, I will say. But if you look at like tracks saved by per artist, Blood Orange is probably up there in terms of like how much of their music I listen to on a regular basis. And definitely at the top of my concert get list. I'm hoping to see them if they tour in the fall, in the spring, any season. I'll see them anywhere. I love, 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 love that track. And I love that album, Cupid Deluxe, which came out in 2013. And before that, you heard Cherry by Chromatics. And I'm guessing none of my probably three listeners guessed the sample, but Schoolboy Q, the rapper, actually sampled that song in his song, Man of the Year, which is kind of random, kind of cool. And if you're in Massachusetts today, you will know that it is approximately 90 degrees. It is hotter than it has ever been. It's miserable. And in between songs, when I'm not speaking on the mic, I'm literally sticking my head into the air conditioning unit in the studio because it's miserable. So I hope you're staying cool. I hope that the heat outside is only matched by the heat of these fire trucks. And speaking of that, we're gonna play a summer classic from a summer classic album that I'm gonna talk about after the next break, called Year of the Caprese. And the track I'm gonna play is Work the Middle by Cherub.
Then honest. I wanna touch you. I wanna touch you. I hope this isn't too fresh. Cause I wanna kiss you. And I wanna rub you. And ooh.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard Deadbeat Summer by Neon Indian. And that track is off of their 2009 release, Psychic Chasms. Kind of a fun album name. And really just such a good summer song. I named my summer playlist after it this summer. So that's a really fun one. And before, I played Work the Metal by Cherub off of their album, Year of the Caprese, that came out in 2014. And that's an album I've really, really rediscovered this summer. And you may know that album because it has the, you know, the hot frat basement party song of the summer, Doses and Mimosas, on it, that I think everyone between the ages of 18 and 22 now knows by heart and plays every weekend. And that's a song that I knew when I was 13 years old. And this is kind of a little rant, but I've been wanting to get this out there on the radio for a while. So bear with me. And, you know, if I'm annoying, this is my hour, so I'm annoying. And I don't believe in bad taste. I think that everyone is entitled to whatever they want to listen to, and the taste is totally subjective instead of objective, and that you can listen to whatever you want. What I will be really annoying about is music discovery credit. And I, you know, my friends can attest, I will be that annoying person who's like, I listened to that first. I knew it back when I was, you know, blank age, whatever. And that's annoying, but I feel strongly about music that I, you know, discovered before other people. And that's my favorite thing, is discovering new artists and listening to something before it becomes super famous. Cough, cough, Phoebe Bridgers. Sorry to say it, but it's true. Along with, I can make a list of all the artists that I've listened to first. Oh, I sound like a terrible, terrible person, but it's too late to turn back now. And Doses and Mimosas is one of those tracks that, like, really imprinted on me when it came out. In 2014, and that whole album, it's so fun. It's such a fun disco type alternative album, and we've kind of never heard from Cherub again, so I think that more people need to go behind the one hit wonder and listen to that whole album, because it is such a great one. But that's all to say, I don't know what my point was there. Oh, my point is, you know, a lot of the reason why I discovered music before other people listened to it, or I got to hear a lot of, like, the global and US premieres of music, is because of the radio. And it's really full circle that I'm doing this here now, and that my show is here to introduce people to new music, because growing up, that was, like, really how I got to know new music. And I remember, like, where I was in the car for certain songs that came out on the radio, especially satellite radio, Alt Nation, Spectrum. Stations like that were super influential to me, and part of the reason why I love the radio so much now. So, you know, please don't be mad at me. This is just about my love for the radio, my love for music. And if I'm annoying, too bad. Doses and Mimosas is mine. And moving on, because I'm done with my rant, is going to be another really fun summer track, Ritual Union by Little Dragon.
Trouble again. I was
Let's Do It Again by Jamie XX, an artist that I've given a lot of love on this show before, both in his music and because he's hot. He's amazing. I've seen him live. It was a life-changing experience. And he does some solo work as well as some work with the band The XX. And they haven't released music in a really long time. So I have been waiting and waiting. And if the least I can get is some solo stuff from Jamie XX, that's okay with me. And this track is brand new. So hopefully more new music from Jamie XX to come in the future. And then before that, you heard Ritual Union by Little Dragon off their 2011 album by the same name. Also a band I've played on the show and loved before. They're my ultimate, you know, concert that got away. I've talked about this before, but they were the last show I was supposed to see before the pandemic hit. So I've always kind of, you know, I need that redemption. And they're coming and they're playing with Leon Bridges in August in Boston. So hopefully I will get to see that show, have my redemption, and move on to the next thing. And we're going to do a PSA maybe up next. So let's get right back into it. We're going to switch it up a little bit with another one of my huge artist celebrity crushes, Young Lean, with Bliss off of his new album, Stardust. The key and the gate is a lean world. Get the key, go splash, 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 so icy like the sea world. Got to know him, yeah, gonna be sick. City, city blue, yeah, like the summer was. Then we get each other like bones and blood. Yeah, we get each other like bones and blood. Like bones and blood. Shit I'm in, like the exorcist, I'm making hits spin again. Flash, 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 flash. Lean deeper in the club, you ain't found him in the back. Back of the club when the lights go down. Sniffing glue and I'm seeing sounds. I'm really stuck here, I can't escape. Like a game where I can't escape. And the city's still blue, yeah, like the summer was. Fucked up last summer, I can't get enough. It's still in my head like a sword cut. I can't explain.
Room
651.
You said
you
meet me at the hotel.
Might be here now, but I'm gone in a bit.
Cause in my soul, war in my head. It's going for a second better back from the dead.
answers come, it'll be more rewarding. I would speak to you in song, but you can't sing, as far as I'm aware. Though everyone can sing, as you are well aware. I keep so quiet, it's hard to tell I'm alive. Everybody is swinging their hips. Everybody is giving the waitress tips. Everybody's dancing all of the dances.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right. Thanks for that awesome PSA. I wanted to play a recorded one to switch it up. And in honor of Pride Month and, you know, based on the events that happened in the world yesterday with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I think it's, you know, especially important that we protect same-sex marriage at all costs, that we protect our LGBTQ loved ones. And that was kind of a cool PSA. I'll use that more often. But back to the music, you know, didn't want to have that harsh transition, but I guess we have to. I played Bliss by Young Lean off of Stardust, has an awesome vocal feature by FKA Twigs. Just the thought of Young Lean and FKA Twigs in a studio together makes me want to cry and throw up at the same time, maybe. And that's a really great album, really different from Young Lean, just came out, really different from his previous stuff, and features a lot of fun artists such as Twigs and Skrillex. So give that one a listen. Also, Bodies by Carsey Headdress off of Twin Fantasy in 2018. Love Carsey Headdress. Classic. And we're winding it down. We still got 20 minutes left, but we're going to play a song from earlier in the 21st century called Fit But You Know It by The Streets.
I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the ball, wondering whether to have a burger or chips or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking something?
Mike, just leave it, just leave
we
it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave
don't
it.
Touch me.
It's not worth
don't
it.
Touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't look, I'm alright, don't touch me. For a while there I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was clocking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it, but I stop sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Wait. And just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that white shirted man.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Oi. What do I give up? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa, we've
all
had
a bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun, yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Okay, that was Romanticist by Eve's Tumor, another one of my favorite bands. They've got a lot of new stuff out, and they're touring, so I'm hopefully going to see them also at some point. And they have some awesome outfits when they tour. One of my friends on the music magazine I write for here at Tufts got to shoot them when they came to Boston, and the photos are just insane. Like, their outfits, everything about the show just looks super, super cool, and I hope I get to see that one day. And then you heard Fit But You Know It by The Streets, maybe one of the most funny songs of all time. Like, the lyrics are insane. There's no other song like that. And The Streets were kind of an early 2000s punk rap group. Mike Skinner, that's the voice of Mike Skinner. And he shut The Streets down in 2011. And then they kind of made a recent comeback in 2020 and released new stuff. But nothing ever can come close to Fit But You Know It. And the music video is even better, as you can probably imagine. But just such a fun song. And I've been watching a lot of Love Island. Maybe some other people have. And some of those phrases are used in Love Island a lot. Very silly. And we got a couple more tracks for you before I head out for the day. And we're going to start off with another band that kind of was popular in the early 2000s and then disappeared and then made a comeback. And that is Sleigh Bells.
This might be my last night. me just as I am. Starting over won't be easy. Misunderstand that pattern. Fear is forcing your hand. Knowing what you know just makes it harder to think straight. Starting over after it all breaks. When push it comes to shove, we do not fall out of love. We double down, we do not fade. For all I know,
just maybe the best song ever. I've said that like 3 times in the show already, but that song I've been playing basically on repeat for the last couple weeks since it came out, and I can't get enough of it. It's incredible. I love it. It's my favorite song of the moment for sure. And Metric followed up that one, which is called All Comes Crashing, with 2 other songs, Doom's Growler and something else, to make a little cute, perfect EP. And they're a band that was super popular, you know, in the 2010s, and then disappeared for a bit, and I'm so happy they're back with new music. I can't wait to see what's next, but All Comes Crashing is definitely one of my favorites. And before that, I played Crown on the Ground by Sleigh Bells. If you were listening with headphones, I'm really sorry about that. I know it's a loud one, but that's what music should be. And if you're wondering, no, it's not your speakers. That distortion is supposed to be there, and I personally love it. It's great. It's a good one. And Sleigh Bells is a band too that was really influential in the 2010s. Their album Treats was huge, and then they disappeared and just came back with the new stuff in 2020 2021. And I've been listening to a lot of kind of like post-punk female indie bands that have, you know, just started up recently, and you can see the direct influence of bands like Sleigh Bells and Metric on them. Bands like Illuminati Hotties, Pom Pom Squad, and it's just cool to see the next generation of indie female rockers, and I love that stuff. I love it so much. And I've got 1 track to close you out, You Lose by Magdalena Bay, one of my favorite newer bands in the last couple years. And before I play that track, I just wanted to say thanks for putting up with me. I know I rant a lot on this show, but that's the fun part. That's what I get to say whatever I want. I get to play whatever I want, and I think I definitely take full advantage of that every week here on Hot Tub Tapes. And I don't know if I'll be back next week, July 4th weekend and all that, but if I don't, stay cool, enjoy your week, and as always, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope you have a great week. This has been Julia, and I'm going to send you out of here on this lovely Sunday with You Lose.
WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air.